Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This is our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, my happy place. We'll be back there on October 11th for our next live show. Now, I'm not going to make my guest drive down to Cape May on October 11th because it took him 6.5 hours to get to the show back in June. But I want to welcome to the program the host of Fox Across America and Fox News Saturday Night with Jimmy Failla. Jimmy Failla.
Hot damn. Hey, girl. Cape May sounds fabulous, by the way.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Come?
But no, that's my reservation. Is the last time we went, and I know we've talked since then, they get banged up. Like, I understand drinking, but this is like you're pledging a fraternity, but everybody's like 50, so it's like Phi Beta back pain. I loved it. I'm not saying I wouldn't go. I don't know that Fox would clear it after what we did last time, but I'd certainly try.
Well, listen, let's not rule that out because your show will start on our station on October 7th, so that could be a good way to celebrate. And the thing about that show is that I keep telling people, don't bring me alcohol, but they do it anyway. And then they put it in front of me. What am I supposed to do? I'm going to drink it.
Officer. the problem with the Zioli Army, I've said this before, they don't know the difference between hospitality and a hazing ritual, you know, and that's like none of your friends, like none of your listeners. And that's what you got to learn to do is like there's a translation. Like when someone says they want to buy you a beer, that means do you want to drink till you go home with a face tattoo? And I didn't know that. Like I came down because you understand I do these Fox like events.
Yeah,
they're semi stuffy. It's like people are pumped up, but it's like, you know, there's this TV decorum to the whole thing. Was not going on in Cape May. That's all I'm trying to say. But I loved it. Don't think I'm complaining, Zioli.
No, I know you're not, Failla, because then after the show ended, and we're drinking on the air, people keep bringing me drinks, then we go down to the bar, then it only just begins, because then Bob, the owner of the hotel, and Caitlin, and suddenly now it all just starts flowing, and it doesn't stop flowing. Then we leave there, we go to Elaine's, it keeps flowing there.
It stopped flowing for me, because like you guys tried to get a boat involved. We're going out on a boat. I'm like, no one's going out on a boat!
We were going to take the yacht out. He's got this 90-foot-long super yacht. It's like one of Putin's yachts. And we were going to go on it at night. And Jimmy's like, I'm definitely not doing that. I got a comedy show tomorrow night. I'm not doing this. No. So you did your signature move. So the signature Jimmy Failla move, just so you know, what he does is he just does the Irish goodbye. He just leaves. So this was a great move, right? We go to Elaine's, and he drops me off. I knew you were so full of it. He goes, I'm going to go find a parking spot. You go ahead. You go in without me. I'm going to go find a parking spot. You're so full of it. You're not coming back. And sure enough, you didn't come back.
No, because you missed it. I go, this is what I say. I go, I'm going to go find a parking spot on Long Island. And you missed it. I always tag it when I do that to somebody and they go, oh, I get it. He's not coming back. And you just missed the cue. Although, to be clear, like they were subtitling your speech at that point. So maybe you didn't miss the cue. And you just remember it differently than I do.
Was I slurring worse than Kamala Harris did in that 6ABC interview?
All right, so I heard that intro. Let's talk about this. The six accent thing, I believe, that we're up to.
Yeah.
Like, I said the other night on Ingram, okay, it's wine or pills. And I have a theory on each one, okay? Wine is when she's laughing for no reason, like trying to sell the idea. You know, when people think, when you think of that, think of Big Yellow School Bus, where she just starts laughing. You know, who doesn't love Big Yellow School Bus? Ha, 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 ha. And it doesn't, the laugh doesn't belong there. That's wine, okay?
Right.
Pills is when the GPS loses its satellite connection, meaning she talks in a circle. The sentence she opens with is the sentence she closes with. You know, mm-hmm. you think of the significance of the passage of time, that whole thing, and how it winds up back on the great significance of the passage of time. That's pills. That's someone who started a journey, and the GPS lost its internet connection, so now the journey is stuck in the same place. That's pills. The reason I bring this up, though, is because this accent thing, I don't know how to categorize it for my walking around purposes, because people now come up to me and they're like, is that wine or pills? I'll ask you, Zeoli, you know as much as anybody, you're the highest rated drive time guy around, is it wine or, what is the accent? Is it wine or pills, or is it pandering? What is it?
I think it's the wine pill pandering combo platter. Why can't it be all the above? It's like ordering on a Chinese menu. I'll have some from column A, some from column B, and then we'll get column C.
So she's down with WPP. You know, like you're down with OPP? Doug was down with OPP. Kamala's down with WPP. That's what you're telling me. Wine, pills, and pandering. I love
wine, pills, and pandering. It's great. And then this way she can, and she sometimes forgets who she's pandering to, but it all comes back to, whether it's the pills or the wine, it all comes back to this foghorn, leghorn, bad southern preacher thing that she does. And I'm just waiting for it any moment to break out with, y'all brothers and sisters, y'all married your brothers and sisters. Like, I'm just waiting for her to go down that road.
So you're saying take a page out of Hillary's book.
Yeah. Whip out the hot sauce, too. Just totally go completely full of S as you're doing it.
Hillary, I love when Hillary becomes Creflo Dollar. Like, she just sounds like a black, when she goes black evangelist. Like, check the parking lot for a purple Lamborghini. That Hillary accent has me concerned.
And then she kind of, Kamala came out with the Spanish accent yesterday, too, trying to rock a little AOC. So she's, I'm waiting for her to do an Italian accent and come out there and be like, hey, yo, not for nothing, but the price of gabagool is too much.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, it'll depend where she's campaigning. Like, if they do a Staten Island rally, you're going to see that. She's going to be, you know, the old Italian men make up words? Like, hey, did you get a little bocca da ga? Huh? A little scabba da go? That's going to be Kamala. She's like, I don't say nothing about Donald Trump and Stormy Daniels, but he might have got a little bocca da ga. You know what I mean? They're like, well, Fox News can now call Staten Island for Kamala Harris. Who saw that coming?
So Jimmy Failla is with me, obviously, the host of Fox Across America and Fox News Saturday Night with Jimmy Failla, which this past Saturday had the highest ratings because of Johnny Damon and Brianna Lyman and that jerk from Philly who was on. So, and by the way, you know, I heard your little crack at me this morning on the morning show about that his Super Bowl ring that I wore. World Series ring, right? I got you. Yeah. Okay. That it looked like a necklace on me. Let me just say for the record, Johnny Damon does not have that ring because I swiped it with a freaking candy ring. I was prepared. Brianna comes with a baseball. I don't know sports for him to sign. I came with a Fugazi Super Bowl ring, and when he let me wear it, I switched it out.
Yo, honestly, you could have, because as you know, as the night went on, he really was that thing. You know what I mean? That's why I love Johnny Damon so much. You know, there was always this perception that he was like the partying spiritual leader of every team he was on. But, like, he absolutely was. You know, we're joking about how hard people went at Cape May. What time did we hang out till Saturday night? I had my son Lincoln is 15. As you'd imagine, 15-year-old kids don't make it into that many bars. And he was barred out. Like, the 15-year-old was like, hey, can we go home now? And he had Johnny Damon, Mike Tyson was on the phone. He was giving us dirt about him and Tom Brady hanging out the night before. And my 15-year-old had enough. So I don't doubt you could have stole his World Series rings. There's no way he would have known. None.
The best part about this, though, is I'm sitting next to Jenny. We're having dinner, and you're going over the cocktail menu with Lincoln, and you're explaining to him what different cocktails are. And I look over at you, and I go, now this is fatherhood right here. This is what I want to emulate when Patrick's 15.
You try, because you know what it is? I knew it looked like a little white trash that I'm in front of, like, all my TV producers. There's a woman there from legal. And I'm explaining to my son the difference between bourbon and rye and how one is based in corn, one is based in grain, how it'll affect a hangover. But again, I'm trying to teach Luke the ways of the Force. I'm not telling him to pull out his lightsaber and strike anybody with it. But I realize now, looking back, it wasn't the best look. but Lincoln had fun. He had a good time. And one other thing. So, you know, I've talked a lot of smack about how drunk everybody got at that party. The end of the night, he asked me. It was like the most innocent and embarrassingly stupid thing I've ever done. So after all of the talk we had and all the inside baseball and politics and TV and everything, he goes, "So what do you think our chances are this year?" And I assumed he was asking me about the Yankees. So I go into a 10-minute dissertation about the bullpen and avoiding the wild card game. And when it's all over, and I've given him, like, stats, and I've given him, like, the weather conditions if we're not playing in a dome in Seattle, he goes, "Yeah, I was talking about Trump." And it was so embarrassing.
That's a 100% true story. And what's even better about that story is that Johnny was looking at me when he goes, "How do you like our chances?" And Jimmy starts going on about baseball, and I know what he was asking, but I'm like, "Oh, this is interesting. Let me hear that. Go ahead, go with it."
I literally said to him, I might as well have been like, "Well, I was raised a middle class kid."
Oh man, it's so fantastic! Yeah, yep. So now Trump was in Strong Island last night, and you know I love the critics who are like, "Oh, he shouldn't go to New York because he's not going to win New York." That's not the point, right?
Yeah, first of all, it's a home game, so Popeye gets a lot of spinach in New York because this is the thing. Obviously, the city is overwhelmingly liberal, but it is also where he made his name. And coming to New York, and you see the popularity, because of the Trump rally in New York, it's obviously not the people going to the Met Gala, okay? These are the people who, you know, for all intents and purposes, we're listening to Howard Stern. They're the people who listen to you and me. It's the working class that loves Trump. And when Trump shows up to New York now, it's kind of like a trolling exercise, because you can see that he still has the same universal appeal he always did with everyone except the elites. That's why he was as sharp as he was. So he's hanging out with the rank and file worker. And then even last night, he did TV with probably the lowest level comedian we have here at Fox. You know, he's not on the Saturday night show. He's hanging out with the comedy dwarf because they're buddies. And that's fun. I think it's good look. I thought it was a good look. And an out, you know, in a good showing by him. But that's the value of New York for him. It's now just a middle finger because New York still loves him. He wins every county of New York except Manhattan.
And you had an OnlyFans model. I love this, by the way. Do you know about this woman who was flashing last night? She did the tease for Trump. I can't, obviously can't say the word. Tease for Trump fundraising effort. And she raised all this money by showing her boobs, and she donated it to the Trump campaign. Like, that can only happen on Long Island. Literally, that could not happen anywhere else in the United States of America.
No, and on Long Island, it was probably like a school principal. You know what I'm saying? It was, and she's not even in trouble. These are my people. You understand? I come from a glorious line of white trash, and no, these are my people. She wouldn't even get in trouble for that. So, I that is a very much an only in Long Island thing. But that's honestly, man, that's the hook. That is the Trump show in a nutshell. They're having a better time than everybody else. Like, the media tells you Kamala is running on joy and vibes, but they're running on joy and vibes the same way people are sad at a North Korean state funeral. Like, they're being told that they're running on joy and vibes. You know what I'm saying? They're going to get shot with a water cannon and their family's going to starve if they don't say they're running on joy and vibes. Like, they are everything but that thing. Did you see that close-up video this week of Tim Walz's wife yelling, "Turn the page"?
Yeah, well, I think we have the audio. We have the audio of that, right, DeSantis?
Yeah, give me one second.
Okay. Can you pay attention to the show? Does your producer pay attention to your show? Mine doesn't. He tunes out. He does, like, freaking schoolwork or something.
My producer is on unspeakable sites. Like, my producer might be dropping out of the North Carolina governor's race, from what I've heard.
It's too soon. All right. This is Tim Walz's wife, man. She was creepy last week at this rally. You got it, DeSantis?
Yeah, I've got it.
All right. Don't sound too enthusiastic about it.
Sorry,
by the way.
You didn't give me the number, so I didn't know which one it was, but I found it. It's cut 19. In case you're wondering.
Today. Yeah. Okay. Cut 19. Thank you.
But I kind of liked it when she did this. Turn the page. You like that? Okay. So I need you to be with me and practice with me. What are we going to do? We're going to turn the page. Oh, pretty good. Do it again. We're going to turn the page. And we're going to turn the page. All right. So I'm going to be watching you because when I see Wisconsin, and I'm going to watch you nationally on TV because this is a pretty important place, and Minnesota helped you practice with this. You just show me this. Turn the page. Right? Turn the page. And you know what else that looks like? Bye-bye.
Oh, God.
Bye-bye, Donald Trump.
Man.
Jimmy, it's like the worst substitute teacher you've ever had in your life.
Oh, it is. Forget the page. I want to turn on the oven and stick my head in it, you know, because it's so contrived. And you know how they do this thing at their rallies where they talk to people like they're five, and it's demeaning. Yeah. Like she's literally doing like a hand wave. Like, you know, the song Hands Up, Baby, Hands Up, that whole song. Like, they're doing that at a rally as if it is
turn
going to
the
amount
page.
To something.
And they're all doing it together. Like, it's like a Richard Simmons workout video. Turn the page.
Yeah. Or the old Jane Fonda tape and the leggings is probably more apropos. Are you ready to do the workout? My mom had that Jane Fonda VHS, and I might have stuck with it a few minutes too long in my teens. Not going to lie.
Oh, eyes are bulging out of her head, too. The eyes, that really, I mean, you talk about crazy eyes. Tim Walz's wife has got some crazy eyes.
That's why he's putting tampons in the men's room, just to have a reason to get away from her. Like, honey, I'd love to hang out. I got to go to the men's room, put tampons in every one of them. Sorry. It just gives him a place to say he's going, but I don't even know that there are tampons in the men's room now. I just think that was his alibi to get out of there. She's nuts. Like, she is nuts. Someone wrote on Twitter, I thought it was funny, that Walt and his wife are that family that, like, they invite you to their farm for a weekend getaway, and you're there an hour and realize they're going to eat you. You know, scary.
And then obviously, you know, I know you got to go. What TV are you doing tonight? What are you doing?
No, I'm a civilian. I got to do Hannity tomorrow. Tonight, I'm actually, this is crazy stuff. So we have a lot of logistical changes coming to Fox News Saturday night. So we're like, we're winning our time slot. We're doing good. Thank you, Rich, for all you've brought to the airwaves.
Seriously, the least I can do.
No, but you really are. I mean, you know, in terms of, you know, our varsity panel, I mean, you're varsity. You're the Reggie White of the panel. You're
starting
a defensive
lineup,
end. I think you're going to get a Chunky Soup commercial out of this before it's over. This is so funny. It tells you a lot about my show. The highest two rated guests we have in terms of guests that have recurred are you and a 15-year-old. I don't know what that says about the intellect of the show. But that's who's watching, Zioli. That's who's watching.
And me we're the Lincoln, only show. We're crushing it together.
I'm not even kidding. We're the only show on the channel that has an equal 50-50 balance to men and women. We have the highest women viewership on the channel, which means there's a lot of chubby chasers out there watching Fox News Saturday night. And we just came from like one of those meetings, so you know we got a programming meeting tonight. But yeah, I'm civilian. I'm turning the page tonight, girl.
Turning the page. The worst. And I love doing your show, and I have a blast, and that's very obvious, and everybody can see that. And but when I have to move to the side. Because, you know, it's a panel, and so I have to slide over to make room for whoever is coming on. In this case, it was your son, Lincoln. Last week, it was Jenny. Last time, it was Jenny. So I move over to the side, and the camera angle on my right love handle is just so prominent, you know what I mean, that I literally went home and ordered the do-it-yourself liposuction kit on Amazon.com. I can't take that. I'm gonna wear a girdle next time I come on the air, I think.
You know what the worst part of it is? Like, here at Fox, there's TVs everywhere. And, like, in the elevators, they play old stuff. They play, like, interviews in the elevators. So every once in a while, you get in the elevator, and you're like, who's that fat oh, my God, and you realize it's you. And it's, like, the most... It's like the most demoralizing thing because you're going down to like the food place to get a Godfather hero. And you're like, all right, now maybe I'll get the eggplant wrap instead. It's just here to demoralize you. The camera's not your friend, but I am. So there's that.
You are, and you are our radio buddy, and you'll get to hear that radio buddy every Monday through Friday. Day of the week, Monday through Friday, from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., right after this show, 3 to 7 p.m., Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla. I love that I'm your warm-up act. It's just so perfect. It really is. After all this time, after all this, these years, I'm your warm-up guy. I'm your fluffer. Wait, no, that didn't sound right.
I just love in this radio relay race, the last guy to get the baton is the chubbiest host. Like, did they think this through? Let's give it to the Fox host who looks like he gets paid in Arby's. He's going to close this race out for the PhD team. You know, I'm excited, man.
And by the way, when I fill in for you on your radio show, because, you know, you're nationally syndicated, so I'm going to do that. And then people will get to hear me from 3 p.m. until 10 p.m. That's insane.
But you know what, man? That, like, for the good of the American people, because this is the thing. We're distilling radio. We're probably smarter than we give ourselves credit for, but we're still distilling it at like a sixth grade level. And it's so much better for everyone's disposition to consume it this way. So in a roundabout way, we're helping the country. Like, that's what I'm going with. That's what I'm willing to sign off with that. And I'm going to convince myself of that someday. And I'm willing to keep saying it in public for as long as I have to.
All right. You're desperately trying to get off the phone, but just say your signature line for us. And I went, no, you are. I can tell you're trying to rush me out. It's okay. I can feel it. I can feel the vibe. I feel the energy.
Yes, I you're wrong. I think you're rushing me. This is the old hang up. No, you hang up. You hang up.
No, but dude, give us your signature line before you go, and then I'll let you go.
What, the one, be a Republican, be a Democrat, don't be a you-know-what?
Yeah, that. Well, what else do you have? You have another signature line? You only get one. You get one signature line. That's your
line.
You
only get the one signature line.
How greedy do you have to be? You need two signature lines, Failla? Come on.
Fair. There you go. So, no, I say this every day to people. If they want to help the world, we don't need more Republicans. We don't need more Democrats. We need less a-holes. And that's the truth. If you wanted to help the world, you know, nobody needs to agree politically. We never did. That's the point. We didn't agree in the 90s. We didn't agree in the 80s. And, you know, everybody says this is the most divided time there's ever been. That's not true. Politicians used to settle duels by, you know, they'd shoot each other in the 1780s. Right. If you had a difference, three steps and you shot the other guy. And the winner lived and the loser voted Democrat in the next election. You know how that works.
Thank you, Jimmy Failla. We'll be hearing you very soon here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Thank you, brother.
It's a big deal. See you soon, Snookums. Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rich Cioli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. A premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
All right, so we've got a lot to get to. I got breaking news all over the place, and I got, what do I got here? I got this whistleblower. But I do want to thank the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, for hosting this happy hour, and would love to see you there on October 11th for our next live show. It's going to be a blast, a lot of fun. We are going to love it. So make sure you mark your calendar for that, October 11th at my happy place. So I was saying all throughout the show today, authenticity is everything. It's being real, real people, and Trump is as real as you get. I want to play this clip of you. So the CNN reporter, and this is, again, it's a great reminder of the disconnect in this country between the elites and the regular people. So here's a CNN reporter suggesting to a Trump supporter that he shouldn't be concerned about the cost of living. DeSantis, I don't know what clip this is. I don't know what number this is, but you have it, right?
This one's unnumbered, yeah.
This one, okay, so I don't have a number for this one.
Correct. Yeah,
all right, good.
It's just a loose one that we grabbed.
All right, fine. I just want to make sure you're paying attention, you know, so that you can
always listen.
I know you're always listening because you are the Stasi. All right. So this guy, she starts to say, hey, come on, life's good. Everything's great. What's the problem? What's the big deal? Take a listen.
What's your most important issue?
Oh, and I should mention he's shirtless and drinking a beer.
Getting interest rates down, getting it what we can afford to live in America. Right now, it's too expensive.
Okay. Now, let me maybe ask like a slightly impolite question. But, you know, if you can afford a boat, you're not hurting so bad, right? Because a boat costs a lot of money and it's a lot of upkeep.
Listen, nobody gave me. I earned everything that I've got. I'm retired military, retired power plant, and I am successful and retired and with boats, jet skis, because I did it right. And everybody has that chance. Whether they choose or not, that's up to them.
I would never try to take anything away from you in that way. But what I'm asking is, groceries are probably a smaller part of your budget than, say, you know, someone who's like a little worse off. I think it's interesting that people who are a little bit more comfortable are still so concerned about the economy. Do you see what I'm saying?
Because I want my money to go further. I want inflation to go down. I want interest rates to go back down. I want all that. But that covers everybody in the economy. Not just me, not just the poor, not just the rich. It covers everybody.
Now, something I've heard from some people, tell me if this applies to you, is like they're worried their kids aren't able to afford a house or a car.
Well, I trained my kids and taught my kids properly. They have great educations, and they're both successful in their careers. Actually, they're doing better than me.
So there you go. That's exactly what I mean. And the corporate media looks down on that guy and mocks that guy and belittles that guy. You know what I mean? They decided him just as grotesque to that reporter. Just grotesque. So you know. And by the way, in case you're just joining the show, and I don't know where you've been, but my kids have lice. So we are in the middle of a Zioli lice outbreak in my house. And this is nonstop talk, so that means that I have to keep talking till 5:30, which is fine. I got a lot of great content for you, obviously. But at 5:30 during the break, you know what I'm going to do? Because Bridget's got to take Claire to soccer. I'm going to run upstairs and change over the laundry because we have to wash all the sheets and all the towels in the house. So that's what I'm going to be doing during the break, in case you're wondering what I'm doing during the break at my home studio today. Got it? I think people find this interesting, Matt DeSantis. They always want to know it's like a peek inside the life. You know what I mean?
I know.
The glamorous life of a talk show host and what that's like.
Social media is buzzing about your lice outbreak.
Yeah, even Newman Price making me look like Lex Luthor by making me bald.
Yeah, that is one way to get rid of the lice. Just shave your head.
They say just shave my head. Just shave it right off. Oh, are we getting Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on the show? Yes or no? Are you going to make that happen?
I'm working on it. He's a very busy man. It's not as simple as a yes or a no.
It's as simple as yes or no, because Kennedy said he's helping President Trump right now find all the people who are going to run the FDA, the NIH, and the CDC. These are three of the most, in my opinion, corrupt agencies in America: the Food and Drug Administration, the National Institutes of Health, and the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control. And here's the reason why. And Dr. Marty Makary and I have talked about this before. It's because these people work in these agencies. They're supposed to be regulators, and I'm using air quotes, and then they get big jobs at either big food or big pharma. Sometimes they're on boards of both. And that's why they actually are not really regulators. And it's a gigantic revolving door between these agencies that they're supposed to be regulating, and the companies that they're supposed to be regulating. And it's a major problem. And something that we talked about with Dr. Marty Makary in the 3 o'clock hour, and something that we've talked about a lot on the show, is the confluence between people who wind up making America sick and then giving America the treatment for that sickness, which is you got food that's bad for you, and then you got pills that are trying to help you deal with it. You know, 12-year-old kids being put on Ozempic and that nonsense. And I don't want government regulation. I'm not asking for more government regulation. That's not what I'm looking to do. What I want to see, actually, is less regulation, because I believe that the regulation is a wolf in sheep's clothing. We believe regulations, they are friend, there to protect us, and it's not. So it's a false sense of security. But the bigger problem is conflicts of interest that exist. Conflicts of interest that exist between these individuals at these agencies and then the agencies that they wind up, the companies that they wind up working for. The same's in the energy sector, too. Do you know how many of these green energy nonsense companies wind up employing people that work at NOAA or work at the EPA or work at the U.S. Fish and Game? It's a revolving door. So if you're a bureaucrat and you're making, you know, $80,000 a year, and this pharmaceutical company's got a product they want you to approve, you're not going to say no, because you want to get that job, that cushy job at Pfizer or whatever. Same thing. If you're at NOAA and they ask you, you find out about dead whales and dolphins, but you know that Orsted, I mean, now they're gone, but another windmill company might give you a $300,000 a year consulting contract based on your expertise at the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration, you're not going to say that whales and dolphins are dying. You're going to play the game. This problem in Washington is a real problem. And that's because we have decided that we're going to trust all these three-letter and four-letter agencies. And it turns out that so many of these agencies are as corrupt as hell. So when we get back, I've got some whistleblowers for you. Some whistleblowers talking about some things that you're going to want to hear, including an FCC commissioner who slams Kamala Harris over the $42 billion broadband initiative, saying it hasn't connected a single person to the internet in 3 years. Oh, yeah. And I got another one for you, too, that you're going to definitely want to hear as well. So we got a lot more show to get to. We're just getting warmed up here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. I appreciate you being here very, very much. But what am I doing now, DeSantis? I'm going to tell you about the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Perfect. So they have a special promo code just for you. Zeoli. That's my name. Easy to remember. Z-E-O-L-I. Zeoli. You use that promo code, you're going to save 25% off your midweek stay at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. And it's going to be a blast. You'll love it there. Just go to GrandHotelCapeMay.com. GrandHotelCapeMay.com. And book your stay. Book your midweek reservation. Use promo code Zeoli. You will have lots of fun there. It's a beautiful place with a heated indoor pool. It's got a game room for the kids. It's got a restaurant right on site, Hemingway's Restaurant, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's just a wonderful place to be. So make sure you make your reservation today by going to GrandHotelKMA.com. Put in my promo code Zeoli and get and save 25% off your midweek stay. No minimum stay required. And join us on October 11th for our next live show. October 11th at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. You're definitely going to want to be there for that. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So did Biden ever talk to the Fed chair, by the way? Did he ever have a chat with the chair of the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell? Well, here's Biden claiming he has never once spoken to the chairman of the Fed. Remember, I told you yesterday the reason why they cut rates now 50 basis points, 50, you know, half a point cut is because they want to. It's a psyop. They want to make everybody believe the economy is great. So it's a psyop to try to help Kamala Harris. They want to make everybody believe things are so great they can cut interest rates. And it's entirely political. So 48 days before the election, it's entirely political. Early voting starting very soon. That's why they did it. Here's Biden claiming he's never once spoken to him. Take a listen.
And by the way, I've never once spoken to the chairman of the Fed since I became president.
Well, that's really weird that the president would never talk to the chairman of the Federal Reserve. So the White House had to clean up in aisle nine. Here's White House's Jared Bernstein, spokesman. Take a listen.
The president's remarks that Ben Argo said that he had never spoken with that chairman since he's been in the White House. That's obviously not true, but he met in the Oval Office in 2022. Can you clarify the president's remarks there and why he said that?
Sure. The president was saying that he has not spoken to Chair Powell about interest rates. He did not pressure Powell and has never done so. And in fact, in the speech today, that was in the section about Fed independence and about the importance of respecting and honoring that independence. It's obviously a stark contrast with our predecessor.
So he just blah, 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 blah. Of course he's spoken to the Fed chair. Stop. And the Fed chair wants to keep his job. Jerome Powell wants to stay there. Jerome Powell doesn't want Donald Trump to become president of the United States of America. That's very, very obvious. And Jerome Powell wants to help Kamala Harris. I really do believe that. There's no reason to do this now. You don't need to do it now other than you're trying to give her a boost because the psyop is the media goes out there and then parrots, oh, wow, this must be great because Joe Biden's taking a victory lap over this. And they go out there and they say everything's great. Now, Iran hacked the Trump campaign. They turned over stolen materials to the Biden-Harris campaign. You want to talk about foreign collusion in an election. That's actually a real thing. That's a real thing. But I'm going to talk about that in just a little bit, because I want to play this ad from the Babylon Bee. Yesterday on the show, I talked about how Gavin Newsom has signed a law banning deep fake political ads. Deep fake political ads. Now, everything about Gavin Newsom is fake. So the guy does understand deep fakes, that's for sure. But this is an anti-First Amendment legislation here. Because in the case of Jerry Falwell versus Hustler magazine, the court ruled unanimously, 9-0, satire parody is protected speech, as long as a reasonable person knows that it's obviously satire and parody, and the person's a public figure, prominent figure, etc. So there's no way this law will sustain judicial muster, at least I hope not. But then again, you never know with these judges today. But I really, truly believe this is one of the most authoritarian laws ever. Here's the Babylon Bee trolling Gavin Newsom by making an AI-generated ad which features fake Newsom bragging about how horrible he is. Cut to.
Hi, I'm Gavin Newsom, the governor of California. This is a message for the people of America, given in my authentically recorded non-AI voice. Thanks to my leadership over the last several years, California has become a world leader in extremist left-wing governance. My policies were so effective that almost 1 million people are now fleeing the state every year. We even ran out of U-Hauls. During the COVID pandemic, I locked everyone in their homes and shut down businesses for months. Not the French Laundry, though. That's my favorite restaurant. Last year, I cleaned up the dangerous, messy streets of San Francisco, you know, because Chinese Communist President Xi was coming, and I really wanted to impress him. He's my boss, after all. This year, I signed legislation that allows me to take custody of your kid if you refuse to give him artificial hormones and chop off his genitals. Because if you don't do that, you're a bigot. And bigots shouldn't be allowed to have kids. I've also led the way in green energy by banning all cars that don't run on electricity. Then I banned almost all the electricity. This is smart leadership. On my watch, the cost of living and homelessness have skyrocketed. Schools are failing. Drug dealers and human traffickers are pouring across the border. And poop has covered the sidewalks of San Francisco. This is the positive, joyful vision we offer as Democrats. That's why I'm enthusiastically endorsing Kamala Harris for president in 2024. She'll do to the country everything I did in California. Anyway, I'm California Governor Gavin Newsom, and I approve this 100% real message, which is a recording of my voice without the assistance of any AI whatsoever. This isn't a deep fake, and you can rest assured that it isn't, because I just signed an unconstitutional law outlawing deep fakes. No one would dare violate it. Thank you, and science bless America.
Oh, that's fantastic. That is great. That's really great stuff right there. Good for the Babylon Bee. They do great work. That's the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. Appreciate you being here for the show today. Man, we got a lot to get to. I don't even know how I can get to all of it. There's just so much going on. You know, the Zioli Army is the best. It's the greatest. It is the greatest audience in all of radio. It really, truly is. The most loyal and the most fun, no doubt about that. I want to thank JesseTar32 on Twitter for sending me this clip. This is Aaron Heike, former chief patrol agent of the U.S. Customs and Border Protection, who says he was ordered by the Biden-Harris administration to cover up the disaster at the southern border. Take a listen.
San Diego, we had an exponential increase in significant interest aliens. These are aliens with significant ties to terrorism. Prior to this administration, the San Diego sector averaged 10 to 15 SIA arrests per year. Once word was out, the border was far easier to cross. San Diego went to over 100 SIAs in 2022. Well over that in 2023, and even more than that registered this year. These are only the ones we caught. At the time, I was told I could not release any information on this increase in SIAs or mention any of the arrests. The administration was trying to convince the public there was no threat at the border. Fentanyl is another issue. The San Diego area sees between 80 and 90% of the methamphetamine and fentanyl seizures annually for our entire country. With little enforcement at the border, these drugs were coming through in mass. During my last year in San Diego, the price for a single pill of fentanyl, for example, went from $10 to 25 cents. To make matters worse, during 2022 and 23, I had to shut down San Diego traffic checkpoints, which are critical for drug interdiction, because the resources had been diverted to the process and release mission. The large numbers also had and still have a negative impact on the San Diego community. I had to release illegal aliens by the hundreds each day into communities who could not support them. To quiet the problem, two flights a week were provided from San Diego to Texas. These flights simply brought aliens that would have been released in San Diego over to Texas. Each flight cost approximately $150,000. This was the administration's way to try and quiet the border-wide crisis.
Wow. Amazing. Amazing. Another psychological operation there that's going on as they try to cover up what's happening over there. It's just outrageous. This is I want to share this with you. I want to apologize in advance for sharing this with you. This is Hillary Clinton talking about what she and Bill Clinton do in bed every day. Do we believe this, Matt DeSantis? I think this might be a deep fake. Is this a deep fake? This has to be, right?
She has a bunch of weird stuff in that new memoir, by the way. I don't know if you've kept up to date as to what's actually contained in that thing. I guess it's her fourth memoir now, so she's scraping the bottom of the barrel. But did you see the story about her giving a nickname to her stomach?
Yeah. What was the nickname, though?
I think it's Balula.
Ooh!
Ugh.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Ugh. Why did she have to share that with us?
Nobody. Nobody needed to know that. No one.
I was happier not knowing. And this is another weird clip that you found. And I guess enjoy. I know you're not going to enjoy it, but...
No, I apologize in advance to anyone who has to hear this.
Nobody really knows what happens in a marriage except the two people in it. And every marriage I'm aware of has ups and downs. Not public, hopefully, for everyone else. And you have to make the decisions that are right for you. And I would never tell anybody else, stay in a marriage, leave a marriage, whatever the easy answer is. And, for me and for us, I think it's fair to say we are so grateful that at this stage of our life, we have our grandchildren, we have our time together. You know, I write about how we start the morning playing spelling bee in bed, and, you know, Bill is like such a great player. He gets to queen bee almost immediately, it feels like. We just have a good time. We have a good time sharing this life.
I can't take it anymore. I don't even believe they sleep in the same bed. I don't believe a word of that. You talk about authenticity. That's another one. That's such a phony. She is such a phony.
By the way, I misremembered her. Her stomach's nickname is Beulah. And her
Like Bueller, as in Bueller, Beulah. Like Ferris Bueller?
No, Beulah. Beulah.
Beulah.
Yeah. And her staff refers to her as Big Girl.
Wow.
It's a weird nickname, right?
Disgusting. She's so full of crap. I mean, if the entire theme of the show today is authenticity wins, make America authentic again, then she lost to Trump, and this is why Kamala Harris is going to lose to Trump too, because she's just such a phony, such a freaking phony, and everybody can see through it. Like, this is Trump, pure Trump. You can't get more Trump than this. This is him on the rally last night in Uniondale, New York. Let's do cut number six.
We can do all of this and more, but patriotic New Yorkers must get your asses out to vote. Gotta get up. Gotta get up. Harry, get up, Harry. Harry, get your fat ass out of the couch. You're going to vote for Trump today, Harry. Get up, Harry. Come on, let's go. Let's go, Harry.
That's just Trump. I mean, you can't make that up. You can't fake that. There's no way to fake that. It's just impossible to do. So when I look at these polls that are coming out and they're saying that Kamala Harris is winning in Pennsylvania, and look, I don't believe that for a second. I really don't. And a majority of Americans support mass deportations. So you're hearing a lot about this from the media, the corporate media doing their thing again, turning around and acting like, oh, Trump's going to tear families apart. Trump's going to do all these horrible things. Well, a majority, a poll that came out today, 54%, more than half, including a quarter of Democrats, in the Scripps News Ipsos survey have found they support mass deportation of immigrants who are living in the country illegally. 54% of respondents, 86% of Republicans, 58% of independents, and 25% of Democrats said they strongly or somewhat support a wide-scale effort to deport millions of immigrants, and 59% said they are closely following the immigration situation, at the U.S.-Mexico border. So there you go. And they can try to say it's an unpopular policy, but people think it's popular and they want it. That's what they want. They want that. And, you know, the Harris campaign can't. They can't escape what they've done on the border. They can't escape what they've done in immigration. They just cannot. And if you think about it, the other thing they can't escape is the absolute incompetence of this administration. So today, one of the guys talked about the broadband and what a disaster that was, what an absolute waste of money with that. Well, here's Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. Remember, they spent $7.5 billion in the Inflation Expansion Act, $7.5 billion to build EV stations, okay? They built a total of 8 EV charging stations. 8. All right? So, here's Pete Buttigieg on explaining how you and me, spent $7.5 billion and got 8 electric charging stations out of it. Cut 22.
But under the Inflation Reduction Act, $7.5 billion for building these charging stations. The latest information, 8 have been built with the $7.5 billion that had been allocated. You're supposed to get to 500,000 of these charging stations by 2030. What is really the problem with, have you looked at that and figured out why?
Oh, yeah, no, that's on track. So we're at about 190,000 publicly available charging stations in the U.S. That's approximately double what the level was when President Biden came in. The issue, though, is that there are some gaps in the market, ones that are just not going to be built by the private sector that's been building the construction of those chargers to date. That's why the legislation provided for funding to do federally supported chargers that are intended to be online before 2030. Now, the bulk of that construction will happen in 27, 28, quite a bit, actually, I expect by 2026. A handful, as you mentioned, are actually already up and running, but really what you're going to see is more the second half of this decade.
Okay, so he's trying to take credit for the charging stations that are out there. The government didn't build those charging stations. Elon Musk built the charging stations. The private sector built the charging stations. And the government was only able to build a handful with $7.5 billion. And that's a good point. Like, he's acting like they have to develop the technology to do this. Elon Musk has Tesla charging stations. They're everywhere. You see them everywhere. But the government's not building those, and that's why they're getting built. That's the answer. But did you hear that, Matt? He's trying to take credit for the charging stations that were built by the private sector.
Yeah, he's making it seem as though it's a good thing that even 8 have been built at this point. It's been 2 years. You're not sending a rocket into outer space. You don't have to go to Saturn.
But he goes, oh, we got 100 and something charging stations already. You didn't build that. Let me quote Barack Obama. You didn't build that. That's all.
And by the way, with almost $8 billion, 8 charging stations, $1 billion a pop. Doesn't seem like great progress to me.
It doesn't seem like a good investment. By the way, Chris Eppolito on Twitter says, if I'm honest, the fake AI Gavin Newsom sounds so much more caring and sincere than the real Gavin Newsom. He really should learn from it. Hashtag Zioli Army. Hashtag thank science. That's great. That's a good tweet right there. That's a solid tweet, don't you think? That's a solid tweet.
That piece that the Babylon Bee created is incredible, I think.
No, it's one of the best things I've ever heard ever. It really is. It's one of the best things I've ever heard. They did such a good job with that. They should all be commended for that. Can I squeeze in a little bit of the FCC commissioner, Brendan Carr?
Very, very little, but yes.
All right, well, I can do that at 6. You want me to do it? All right, well, let's hear like 2 minutes of it.
I've had the privilege of serving as a commissioner on the FCC for over 7 years now. Before that, I served as the agency's general counsel after first joining the FCC as a staffer back in 2012. My primary focus has been ensuring that every American has a fair shot at next-generation connectivity. In my view, there's no better way to do a job in Washington than to get outside the Beltway and see firsthand the challenges ahead. That's why I spent time in nearly every state over the past few years meeting with broadband builders, local leaders, and community members alike. Along the way, I've stood on top a 2,000-foot broadcast tower with tower crews. I've been a mile below ground to see a fiber build connecting an underground research lab. I've visited with crews stringing fiber along the Arctic Ocean in Utqiagvik, Alaska, America's northernmost point. And I've been on the Gulf Coast with teams as they restored service after hurricanes in Florida. In every community, I've heard about the opportunity that comes with a high-speed connection. And that's why I was pleased when a bipartisan consensus emerged to provide the support necessary to end the digital divide. The most significant of those efforts is a $42 billion initiative known as BEAD. But unfortunately, BEAD is a program that has gone off the rails. Here's how. In 2021, Vice President Harris agreed to lead the administration's signature $42 billion effort to extend internet service to millions of Americans. It's now been 1,039 days since that program was enacted. After all of that time, not one person has been connected to the internet. Not one home, not one business. Not even one shovel worth of dirt has been turned. And it gets worse. No infrastructure builds will even start until sometime next year at the earliest, and in many cases, not until 2026. This makes Vice President Harris's $42 billion initiative the slowest moving federal broadband deployment program in recent history. With Vice President Harris at the helm, Politico recently reported on the, quote, frustration and finger-pointing that defined the program's, quote, messy, delayed rollout. One state broadband official described, quote, a chaotic implementation environment, dysfunction, delays. She added that the administration, quote, has provided either no guidance, guidance given too late, or guidance changing midstream. The administration, she said, is slowing states down.
And that's something. I mean, he goes on and on, but it's just it shows you the level of utter incompetence that Kamala Harris, the absolute utter incompetence of Kamala Harris. All right, Kevin Pulse, I don't want to do this. I'm taking your call. I'm sorry to keep you on hold, but we're busy. We have 30 seconds. What do you want? What do you want?
No, I just wanted to say JimmyFellowSox.com. Family's behind the badge. And my daughter is now studying forensic chemistry because she wanted to be a police detective. And now she's going to be studying to be, you know, putting away the guys, the bad guy.
That's good. And by the way, I'm doing this because you harassed me on Twitter. Here's a tweet for you, Rich. Pick up at least one of your listeners' calls. Shake my SMH at Greg Stocker, and then you put a picture of me and President Trump together. So you shamed me. You bullied me into taking your call.
No, not a shame. You know I love you to pieces.
Stop. outrageous. I'll give you $20 for moron and moron.com, okay?
There you go. We'll transfer it.
Give DeSantis your Venmo. I'm sure you don't want to give your Venmo out over the air, but maybe people will give you money.
Look, I love you to pieces. It's all for the greater good.
I don't care if you love me. Don't say that. It's weird.
Ouch.
Just weird.
Ouch. All right. Well, then I'm going to have to do a hard pass.
Give us your Venmo. I'll Venmo you $20 so that I can take ownership of Moron and Moron.com. And I don't want to get into a bidding war with Opelka over it. So, okay.
No. I want to help you guys together to do it together.
I appreciate that. That's good. I appreciate it very much. All right. Thank you. I'm not saying I love you back. That's just weird. Thank you, Kevin. Goodbye. All right. So weird. Strange. Just strange. All right. We got a fourth and final hour straight ahead. I got a lot more to say. We're just getting warmed up. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.